We first brought you the story of 26-year-old Jordan Becker of Bloomington in 2015 as part of a series on transgender individuals living in the Twin Cities. Becker says he always wanted to be a soldier and is currently a decorated military policeman in the Army Reserves. Now, Donald Trump says he wants to rid the military of thousands of transgender soldiers like Becker. GLT's Judy Valente has more.
Bloomington resident Jordan Becker joined the Army National Guard in 2008 as Jordan Elizabeth Becker, a woman. In 2014, he dropped Elizabeth from his name, began hormone therapy, and had surgery to become a man. At the time, transgender individuals were not allowed to serve in the military, and he left the service. When the Obama administration changed that rule, Becker says he was ecstatic. He promptly reenlisted, this time in the Army Reserves. President Trump announced on Twitter last week that he wants transgender men and women out of the military. Becker says he is determined to stay.
I'm overwhelmed by the support that I've received after Trump tweeting that, but also it's extremely disheartening because I know for myself I've worked so hard to get my gender changed so I can conform to the male standards in the military. And I know that me and the thousands of other transgender troops, we have all worked so hard to get where we are today.
Has your status caused any issue with your fellow soldiers?
My unit that I'm in now, they're phenomenal. I'm actually not sure who knows that I'm transgender. The full-time staff knows, my lieutenant, my first sergeant, human resources. So it's kind of on a need-to-know basis. But they've been phenomenal. They have done nothing but work with me and work for me.
Do you think your transgender status has any effect on your ability to do your job as a soldier?
No, in fact, I think that it increases my ability. Just with all the adversity that I deal with personally for being transgender, I think that it makes me a very great candidate to be in the military. Being transgender has made me very mentally and emotionally tough.
What about your actual physical duties? Does it affect that at all?
No, and that's, I mean, I have to laugh at that because there's not a single thing that I can't do. I mean, in fact, I can do things better. I can do more push-ups. I have more endurance. I have had several surgeries to have my body fit what I feel the gender that I am. I've had a mastectomy, phalloplasty surgery. So aside from, you know, the normal recovery times for any surgery that anybody has, I can do my duty, if not better, than I could 4 years ago before I started transitioning. I obviously want people to see me as a male, so in the military, I want to conform to the male standards, especially the fitness standards, and that requires a shorter run time as a male and more push-ups. So, in fact, I think being transgender has made me more physically fit now more than ever.
What about the handling of weapons?
I can shoot a weapon better than I did before, and I'm not saying that's because of hormones. I think a lot of it is also emotional and mental. I feel more at peace with myself because I am who I always thought I should be. When I hear people say that transgender troops are physically and emotionally unfit, that just blows my mind. Like, I don't understand where people get these things. Where do they get that notion that we are any less fit than the next soldier?
How could you convince them that that's not so?
Well, first of all, just on the civilian side of things, if we take out the military aspect, to start hormones, to have surgery, that requires going through therapy, talking to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and it requires quite a bit of documentation just to even get my gender changed from female to male on my driver's license, let's say. You know, so we already go through a strenuous vetting process, if you will. So if a psychiatrist and a doctor and a therapist see me physically fit, I don't know how the military can see me unfit.
The issue of paying for hormone therapy and gender-altering surgery has come up in this debate. Is that not a legitimate issue?
I think it's an excuse. I cannot speak to what other surgeries the military pays for. I know that the military pays for breast reduction surgeries if it's deemed medically necessary. But for me personally, my hormones are $15 a month. That's it. And if you look at the small percentage of troops that are actually transgender, it's estimated that there's 6,000 active duty military members that are transgender and 15,000 overall if you include the National Guard and Reserve components. That is such a small percentage. And in addition to that, everyone's transition is different. Some people only stay on hormones and they opt to have no surgeries. Some people have all the surgeries to make themselves feel better and conform to the body that they feel like they should be in. So everyone's journey is different. Not every single soldier is going to have all these surgeries. And so if you think about the 15,000, roughly 15,000 transgender troops total, not 15,000 of these troops are going to have all the surgeries or even a surgery.
Last May, Jordan Becker received an achievement award from the Army Reserves for outstanding service to the military. After President Trump's tweet promising to ban transgender troops, Pentagon officials said they have no immediate plans to do so. A 2016 RAND Corporation survey estimated there are anywhere between 2,000 and 11,000 transgender active duty troops out of approximately 1.3 million members of the armed forces. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.